It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council voted Tuesday to create a commission on police transparency and accountability. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The vote was 8-1, with Yolanda Avila the only no vote, calling it lukewarm. The commission will have 11 members, one representative from each city council district, plus 5 at-large members. More than 24 people called into the meeting. Many asked for a completely independent commission from the city, police, and El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Nicole Hannigan said the voices of people of color need to be amplified, and at-large members should mainly represent the southeast portion of the city.
People from the community that have dealt and suffered with the pain and injustice that's been happening for years.
Next steps for the city council include determining how to vet the more than 600 current applicants for the commission. The deadline to apply is July 1st. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
In the U.S. Senate, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett has signaled he won't support a Republican police reform bill. He says it doesn't go far enough. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Bennett says people want real reform. He says Colorado, a purple state, passed a strong police accountability bill, one that bans chokeholds in a bipartisan manner. And he says it sets the standard for what Washington should do.
This moment calls for real reform. It's what the people are saying in the streets. And with respect to my colleagues on the other side, the proposal Senator McConnell has put forward doesn't come close to meeting that test.
Republicans in the Senate will try to advance their policing reform measure later today. The House will advance a Democratic bill later this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Fort Lewis College in Durango announced 12 layoffs and 11 furloughs this week, but administrators say the school's budget pain won't be passed on to students. Officials rearranged academic advising to make it more efficient. College President Tom Striticus.
When students come onto campus in the fall, they will experience a academic experience nearly the same as the one they did when they left.
The cuts represent 2.5% of the college's budget. That's Fort Lewis's share of millions in state budget cuts to higher education. Tuition will stay the same and enrollment is up. This is CPR News.